Bank of Cardiff.
Hi. I received a mailer from you all.
Okay.
And the reservation number.
Oh, give me one sec. Okay.
I thought the automated system would let me punch it in, but it didn't.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
What is that number?
It's 251104001000719111.
Okay. Give me one sec here.
So far, so good. It's looking, because we were looking for something that was monthly and up to 3 years, so.
Okay, and I have
West Side Biz and Mail.
Yes, that's what I have. And who am I speaking with?
Lynette DeHiney.
Lynette.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You're the owner of the business?
I'm the owner's wife.
Okay.
Her accounting and bank accounts, and but he's here too.
Okay, no problem.
We're both here today.
Okay, and the number you're calling from, is that the business line?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Perfect.
It's one of the numbers.
Okay. Oh, you're here locally. We're in San Diego, so you're not
right.
too far, but you're at the 44248 10th Street address still?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So what you had received is an offer for financing, and we have a few different programs here. Was there something specific you were looking to use the funds for?
Well, that depends on the type of program. I have a couple of variations.
Okay.
You know, because we do have a current loan.
Okay.
It's CAN Capital.
Okay.
And we've been dealing with them since we opened because we've just been expanding and expanding and expanding.
Okay.
We have about $64,000 left. Probably lower than that. I need to check again today because it's a daily ACH of 356 cents and change.
Okay.
So what we talked to CAN Capital about was because now we're ready for the next expansion, and we were telling them that we needed to go into a monthly payment.
Uh-huh.
I think when you're somebody's customer for a long time,
yeah.
they don't have it available.
What?
So,
how long have you been working with them?
This is probably our third loan with them.
Okay. How long are the loan terms you've been getting with them?
Well, this one was only 12 months.
Okay.
And the only thing we were trying to do was get a monthly payment spread out over a little longer term.
Okay.
So that we can leave some of our reserves in the bank.
Sure.
To kinda instead of just every day.
Yeah.
You know, it's
okay.
going out. And so we have... We're at the 50% with them now.
Okay.
So, you know, we just are looking for a different option because
they yeah.
have the option of rewriting that loan.
Right.
And extending it out to the terms that we want.
Okay.
And so, you know, if they're not going to do that, we'll just stay on the daily with them.
Yeah. We have a lot of different options. What does the business do exactly?
We are it's hard to put it into one category.
Okay.
We have several categories operating in here.
No
we
problem.
We are a smoke shop retail mail and more. And we
smoke
also
shop.
Do a U-Haul, yeah, smoke shop, tobacco store.
Okay.
Mail and more.
Mail and more,
and
okay.
we do U-Haul.
U-Haul.
Money services.
Okay.
We have retail in here. We rent mailboxes. We do live scan, fingerprinting, notary services.
Okay.
We are the ones that we're like the mini Walmart. But we
got it.
Have a lot of clothes. We sell T-shirts and hats and things like that too.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Mhm.
Okay.
Yeah, candy, snacks, soft drinks.
Okay. What what did the business do for gross revenue last year?
$980,000.
Okay. And this year, what are you on track to do? Or what are you averaging monthly, I would say?
About 150.
Okay. All right. We
Every year we've grown. We started out making like 60,000 the first year.
Yeah.
I needed to take a loan just to stay afloat, and I found this crazy company. So I've learned a lot over the last 4 years.
Yeah.
I got this company, and they loaned me $5,000 just to keep my doors open. You know, while we were growing and understanding the market.
Sure.
To have, and man, they made 50% on $5,000. And so that hurt me a lot, but I made it through. We made it, and then we just continued on. So,
Lynette, how long have you had the business?
We've been in business for 4 years.
Okay.
3.5, you're, almost 4.
I mean, you're doing pretty well, I would say, for being in business for that. I mean, I talk to business owners all day long, and so that seems like a really good growth, you know, for your business.
Yes. Yes, it is.
But,
of
course,
you know, the first 3 years, the tax return, if you're going to request those, is only going to show like 130 on the Schedule C.
Okay. Why is that?
Because we do money services here.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, when you do money transfers and stuff like that, you know, money comes out.
Okay. We have some programs where we don't require a tax return. So that
I'm
might
sure
be a good.
The rate is higher. So.
Nope, it's not. It's not. We just have different programs. It's actually one of our better programs, to be quite honest. It allows for more funding, longer terms. We have the weekly option. I do have a monthly option on that one, so we have to see if we'll get approved for it. But at least we can get you into
a monthly, because the daily is just, you know, on the daily, the outgo back to Can Capital is about $8,000 a month.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot. And so,
if we got you a weekly,
that'd be lovely.
Okay, so I will try to get you the monthly, but say we get a weekly as well. I mean, no, it would be once a week. Would that still be helpful to you? We pay off your existing loan. We get you a weekly program. This is just if we don't get the monthly.
I've already paid for that loan, so it just depends on what the rate is going to be.
Okay.
Because I've already paid Can Capital the rate. You know, they charge it to me. It's already rolled into this. So I'm just kind of thinking about what would be better if I pay it off. That means I'm paying two times for the same money because we're still at 50% with them.
Right.
So we're trying to avoid that if we can of paying, you know, paying for the same whatever is left on that balance, 63,000. We don't want to pay for that money two times.
What is the rate? Well, you know what the rate factor was on that 12-month term?
20.
20. Okay.
And we'd be looking for a better term.
Okay. Now, why did they only offer you 1 year?
Because we were just concerned about the daily ACHs being a certain amount of money. And so that's what it equaled out to was
but
1 year for that amount.
You would prefer a longer term, correct?
I would prefer a longer term because I want lower debit. You know,
absolutely.
Amount.
Okay.
That's the only reason I'd want it, because I want to kind of start feeling my money a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I totally understand. So let's do this. I think
it's not very flexible. You know, the money is coming in, but it's not very flexible when it comes out every day like that.
Sure.
And $8,000 is a lot of money to come out when when I could have it there and I could buy some inventory that I know I'm going to sell within the 30 days, or, you know, I'd be able to expand in some other areas and be able to flip the money two or three times before it's due.
Perfect. Okay.
That's kind of what I'm looking at.
Now, how is your husband's credit?
Good.
Okay.
We've got a couple of things for inquiries, but we don't have late payments. We don't have bankruptcy.
Okay.
We don't have tax liens. We don't have anything. We just, when you pull the credit, you'll see that there's been some inquiries because we've been actively searching.
Okay. And what is the feedback that you've been getting?
Well, a lot of the companies that are calling us, you know, and I try to weed them out, but sometimes they'll lie to me.
Yeah.
And then when it happens, I say, you know, I had that feeling about you.
Yeah.
But we've been able to kind of cut them off. Maybe that's their limited things that they can offer. But everybody wants to go to second position and loan more money, and they've offered us you know, 100,000, you know, all this more money than we really need.
Right.
They're just wanting us to do it like that with daily ACH.
Okay. See, I wouldn't want to give you a second position because I don't think it would benefit you. I can do that, but I don't think it's beneficial to you.
No, because I'm trying to get rid of the daily thing.
Exactly.
That's going on.
Yeah.
So my husband is saying second position is okay, but I'm working on him. Don't worry.
Okay. So why don't we do this? We have a few different options. We can show you something that would be a second position. We can also show you something where we pay off your balance. You have one loan. It will be much longer, more manageable, weekly or monthly payment. And then you have some options to look at. Would that?
Okay.
Do you think that would be helpful?
That would be very helpful.
Okay.
But I mean,
what is
to pay off the first loan?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because now Can has started calling me. I knew that they would in a couple of weeks.
Right.
You know, at the time that I talked to them, I was only at 42%.
Right.
So I knew they would start calling. And so now they're saying, oh, well, we can stretch it out longer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, well, you know, no, because that's defeating my purpose. I need a monthly payment.
Right.
If you guys don't have it, then that's okay.
Yeah. So let's do this. What is a good email address for you?
Westside, B as in boy, M as in Mary, S as in Sam, BMS, at YMail.
BS at YMail. Okay.
Yeah, Westside, BMS, at YMail.com.
Okay. And is your name spelled, is it L-E?
Oh, it doesn't matter. It's only me and my husband here. We don't have employees.
Well, I want to spell your name.
We'll be getting it.
I want to spell your name correctly, though.
Oh, L-Y. You don't even need a cover sheet, really. It's only us.
Okay. Is it L-Y-N-E-T-T-E?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
That.
What was your husband's name?
Ali Tahini.
Ali. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So what I will do is, give me about 10 minutes, I'll send over what I need to issue an approval. And it will be 6 months business bank statements. I will require or will ask for the tax return, and then I'll decide if I'll use it or not, if it'll benefit us or not.
Well,
and then it's still
130 is what I'm trying to explain. So if you
but that's okay.
Okay.
No, that's okay because we're going to focus more on what you're doing now.
Okay.
But some of our programs, they just want to see that it's been filed. And they're not really going to look at that number because they're going to see what you're doing on your bank statement.
I know. A lot of people don't file it, but we do.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So that's really why they're requiring that. And then just be a one-page application. So I'll email that over, and then once I get it, you can send that to me, and I can usually have some different options for you within a day.
Send the bank statements over right away. We have our regular, and then we have our merchant as a separate account.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, so you'll get those first, and then I'll fill that out. And please include your fax number, please.
I will, yes. It'll definitely be on there. Okay?
All righty. All right. And thank you.
Thank you, Lynette. Okay, bye.